With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Two grass fires pushed by strong winds on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation burned 39 square miles and one abandoned structure over the weekend. Blackfeet Law Enforcement Services reported one fire started Sunday west of the community of Blackfoot. A second grass fire started near Star School. Residents were asked to evacuate as a precaution, and the tribe declared an emergency. NBC Montana reported evacuation orders were lifted Sunday night. The National Weather Service reported sustained winds in the area were about 65 miles an hour, with gusts up to 85 miles an hour. The Montana House narrowly advanced a bill that seeks to make it easier for Native Americans to vote. The bill aims to reduce travel time for tribal members to access voting services. It requires at least one satellite elections office to be available on each reservation in the state at least 30 days before Election Day. The measure passed a preliminary vote Monday in a 53-47 split, with several Republicans joining Democrats in voting in favor of the measure. The House voted in favor of the measure even as Republican lawmakers are advancing several bills that critics say would make it more difficult for Native American communities to vote. Montana lawmakers have advanced a first draft spending plan for more than $2 billion coming to the state from the latest federal stimulus package. Kevin Trevlin with YPR News reports Republicans are seeking to limit funding to cities and counties with some public health restrictions like mask mandates in place.
House Bill 632 creates a plan for how the state will distribute money for business grants, health services, and local government spending, among other things. It passed the House Appropriations Committee by a 16-8 vote Monday. Before the vote, Kalispell Republican Representative Frank Garner said the proposal is a work in progress.
Today we're making a choice, and that choice, I hope, does not cause us to avoid doing good because we haven't met perfect.
Republicans and Democrats have expressed concern about components of the spending plan, but Garner encouraged lawmakers to advance the policy as it faces a deadline next week to pass out of the House. In committee, Republicans added a provision to the bill that would allow the state to cut local government grants by 20% if they have stricter coronavirus regulations than the state. Kalispell Republican Representative Matt Regeer.
I find it ironic that there could be local governments that are imposing strict COVID protocol, which hurts the economy, which hurts the people, and now we want more tax money to bail that out.
Democratic lawmakers, including Representative Sharon Stewart-Paragoy of Crow Agency, slammed the provision, noting new COVID-19 variants were recently found in Montana.
Cities and counties are being extorted to take off their regulations. And the problem that I see with this is that we're not done yet. And people can get infected.
House Bill 632 would establish commissions to review grant applications and make recommendations to the governor. It now moves to the full House for debate. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Kevin Trevelin.
This is MTPR.